Our fifth and final module in this Clear Thinking coaching course is the R that stands for relationships. Now, in all reality, we should have done this one first because this is the ultimate, most important aspect of human design. We cannot function without relationships. God designed us to have relationships, and we have relationships on three levels. First of all, our first level of relationship is spiritual. This is our relationship with God, and from our spirit, we have that discernment in the spiritual realm to have the relationship with the spiritual realm. On a second level, we have horizontal relationships. These are the relationships that we have with other human beings. You can call them your neighbor, your family, your friends, people that live within you, whatever terminology you want to put to that. Your horizontal relationships are second to that. Then on a third level, you have a relationship with God's creation. This will include nature, animals, and everything that is around you, the way that you take care of your world, your work, and everything that God created for you to take responsibility for. Now, during this module, we will look at these three relationships separately, and we'll dig in a little bit to see how you relate to these three different areas in your life that God created you for. But before we do that, let me first explain the importance of relationships. We were designed in the first place to love. Many people think that you were designed to receive love, but your primary design is really to give love. When we look at the Great Commandment, we see that it says you need to love the Lord your God with all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. And then the second is equal to the first commandment. It says you need to love your neighbor as yourself. Now, this is not just God telling you what you need to do, but this is really a command that tells you how you function, how God designed his kingdom, how God designed the universe to work. And the pivotal point, the greatest commandment or the greatest principle that the whole universe works on is the fact that we give love. First, we need to love God. It's not a matter of receiving love from him, but loving him. Second of all, it is loving your neighbor. Again, not receiving love from them, but giving love. And it is in giving love that the kingdom of God, as well as the whole universe that he designed, functions optimally. Everything that happens in the universe that goes wrong, that needs redemption, can be traced back originally to the problem of selfishness and can be traced back to the point where love wasn't given. Even when we look at Adam and Eve, what was the great deception? God told them that they already have everything that they need. In the garden, there was this tree of knowledge of good and evil that they should stay away from, but everything else was open for them. And Satan came with a very deceptive approach and said, there's something that you still need. You don't have everything. So stop focusing on what God has already given you and look at the things that you don't have. And this is what Satan tries to do with us as well. Satan doesn't want you to give. He wants you to focus on the things that you need. So he is going to keep pointing to your pain. He's going to keep pointing to the things in your life that you do wrong. Where God says, forget about your own needs. Scripture says, in your needs or in your weaknesses, God is strong. So he gave you those gifts and he wants you to function in the things that he made you to function in with strength. And that is primarily found in the fact that you need to give love to God first, and then on an equal level, also to your neighbor. Now, where do I get the whole notion from that you also need to love nature, that third level of relationship? Well, when we look at man's original design, God placed him in the garden and said, you have to take care of everything that I have. You have to take dominion. This is now your responsibility. And in man's design, we know that love makes you function. And if you don't have a love for God's creation, you will not be able to necessarily take dominion over that, nor take care of it. Now, our first responsibility is, like it says in John 15, you first have to abide in the vine. You first need to focus on your relationship with God. And when you abide in the vine and that relationship with God is in the right place, then you will start bearing fruit on the other side. So you have two angles that you need to focus on. On the first place, you really need to focus on your relationship with God. And the deeper your relationship with God goes, the more you will bear fruit. Now, unfortunately, we have this tension in certain teachings that it says you only need to focus on God's relationship. And then you have certain people that focus right on the other side of the spectrum that is so focused on bearing fruit that they don't actually help you to increase your intimacy with God. Where God says it's very clear that you have to do both. So focusing on your relationship with God first, that's where the power comes from to be able to love other people unconditionally. And that's where the power comes from for you to take dominion and take care of God's creation. And in these three relationships that you have, and you take responsibility for all three of them, this is where your design and your purpose finds its ultimate meaning. Now, without your ability to give love to others, you will not be able to function. That should be your highest focus in life, is to develop your ability to give love to other people. This is the reason why you need to have your relationships in life sorted out, and it's important for you to learn how to forgive and live in unconditional love. Because to the degree that you do not love will be the door that you open for the enemy to come into your life and steal your birthright from you and steal your design from you. Being able to give love unconditionally, relentlessly, and continuously is our highest priority. And this is where relationships become the central point of our design. Now, when we look at the bookstore and you see the self-help section, so much goes around the word happiness or fulfillment. And I believe that there's truth in happiness and fulfillment, but you can never have true happiness or true fulfillment in life unless you have these three relationships in the right order and all three of them as a high priority. You need to start with your relationship with God. That needs to be your ultimate priority. And then equal to that, you need to be able to love people. And unless you love God and you love people, the fulfillment that you will find in loving creation, loving your career, doing the things that you're designed to do, will always fall short. Fulfillment and happiness starts with relationships, and it starts with your relationship with God. Now, during this module, we will first look at your relationship with nature. And then we will look at your relationships with people. And we will end with the grand finale of looking at how you can increase your relationship with God. Now, here in the introduction, I want to first make this statement, that we were designed to primarily live in the Spirit. In Galatians 5 and 6, we see this explained by Paul really well, where he talks about the difference between the flesh and the Spirit. And we see this great scripture in Galatians 5:22, where he talks about the fruit of the Spirit. But before that, he talks about the fruit of the flesh. And in the context of these verses, he talks about the tension that you have between your flesh and your spirit. Now, everything you do in life should primarily come out of your spirit, even your relationships with people and even your relationship with nature. All has to do with the way that you function in the spirit. So throughout this module, you will see that everything that I will talk about, even your relationship with nature and your relationship with people, will all point to the spiritual realm and how you can increase your ability to discern that which is spirit. Now, some of it might be new for some of you, and some of you might say, yes, we've heard this before. But the point of this is to bring this into the context of your design and your purpose. So let's start off with our first section where we look at nature and your interaction with nature. So follow along with me over the next three sections that we're looking at relationships, and let's trust God that our relationships will be pinned down in the way that He designed for us.